Good morning. We are here talking with Bob Moses from the Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce and Carlin from River City Restoration. And Bob, I know you have a big ribbon cutting coming up.
We do. As you know, Lori, when we get a new member in the Chamber of Commerce, we like to actually really announce that to the business community. And this coming Thursday at 4:30 p.m. at River City Restoration, we are actually hosting, and the ambassadors are hosting, a ribbon cutting for our new chamber member located at 104 South Marquette Road.
Yes, and of course, River City Restoration. So, Carlin, I was joking with you off air. You did some wrestling sponsorships, which means I read your ad a lot of times, because if I remember correctly, you were a Blood Time sponsor, which means I read it a lot of times. When I think I could maybe say it off the top of my head, when hail, rain, wind, or fire, you know, become an issue in your home, that's exactly what you do. You are essentially... If you have an insurance claim or if you have something, whether it is wind, water damage, a fire, wind damage, you come in and you help the homeowner restore their home, correct?
That's right.
And to get a little backstory on you, because I said, you know, most general contractors, this would be something that they would do. But you are the one who's like, no, I will help you through the insurance process. And I said, wow, that seems like it would be a headache. Why did you take that on? And it's because you have a background in insurance.
Correct.
So talk a little bit. You were an insurance adjuster.
I was an insurance adjuster running storm catastrophe claims and all over the United States. And I seen the gap between the homeowners and the insurance companies on the areas they were confusing to the homeowners.
It's kind of one of those things where nobody expects their home to get taken out by wind damage, hail, a fire. Right. You know, nobody's looking forward to that. And when it does happen, it's a catastrophe. And you're stressed. Your home may not be livable. You're dealing with insurance companies that, you know, you're trying to understand all of that. And basically what you want done is you want your house livable again. And so you're trying to kind of figure out, what do I need? And you're kind of there to bridge that gap.
That's right. We got a storm team that will go out and,
you go out and you say, hey, you know, like, this is what you need done. And you kind of look at the insurance claim and say, like, yep, this is how we're going to do it. Correct?
Right. We, fill the homeowners with the information they need to, make there be less confusion in the claim and get them to restore to proper condition.
And I bet you know how to write a bid that insurance companies understand as well.
We use the same software that insurance companies use, so it's all fluent. And all the insurance companies really appreciate our way of estimating, because it's
what they see. It's
every
not
day.
A piece of paper.
Right.
It's not a, well, here's what it might cost, or here's the estimated cost. You know, you guys have the same software. You can share notes. So again, this, your mainly work in, you know, water damage, fire, hail damage, wind damage. What else am I forgetting in there?
Wind, fire, hail, water claims, water mitigation. We'll take on home remodel projects, general construction. We do quite a bit.
And I think there's also one of those things where a lot of people have homeowners insurance, and say your sewer backs up in your basement during a hard rain. It's never done that before. You know, is this on me? Is this on my insurance company? Are you somebody that people can call to be like, hey, I don't know if I should file a claim about this?
Yes, that's exactly who you would call. You could call us directly at our office number, or if you have any of our team members' numbers, to give them a call, and we can do an emergency mitigation service and extract any water prior to the claim being made. Most of the times that is a covered peril if it's endorsed on the policy.
What's really unique is because many of us, when we do get our policy, we read it for the first time and then we file it away and we don't look at it
I
again.
Haven't looked at my policy since I bought my house.
It's been 14 years.
And I was going to say, it's been 15 years. I don't know what my insurance is. So if a tree falls on my house tonight, I have no idea. I think it's covered.
But that's why this is nice that actually Carlin does this, because actually, like you said, when there is an emergency, when there is a disaster, you know, you're not thinking clearly. And it's nice that somebody take a look at your policy to determine, you know, what they can and cannot do.
So exactly. You know, here we are. We're in the midst of, you know, day 3 or 4 or 5 of rain. You know, there's been heavy rains throughout this week. The ground is obviously saturated at this point. So another heavy rain, all of a sudden somebody who has never had water before could have water. That's when they very can call easily. You.
Yep. That's right.
And again, nobody wants that. And I think we all, like you said, you all panic when that happens. What do I do? And you're doing your best to try and keep it from damaging your house.
Well, and that's why it's nice that we have somebody in producing that can actually do that.
Yeah, because we get a lot of water here.
We do. We do.
Every year.
Yeah. Every year. You know, everybody's used to it. But if you've just moved in here, or like we talked a little bit about it off air, with changing weather patterns and just, you know, there sometimes we get those drenching rainstorms where people who have never had rainwater coming in before, maybe you've done some landscaping in your yard and eave spouts got moved right. or drainage got moved, or there's been some road construction around and now drainage is different. That's where these guys come into play.
That's correct.
So I mentioned earlier the address. It's 1004 South Main Street. If you're unfamiliar with South Marquette Road, excuse me. If you're unfamiliar with it, it's the old Quick Trip yes. location. For people that are trying to think of where is that exactly? They got a really nice office, really nice setup, did a nice job with the remodel. I would suggest everybody come down on Thursday, 4:30, meet Carlin and his staff, and I believe they're going to have snacks of some sort, and that always makes for a good ribbon cutting.
Yes. So again, Carlin, if, you know, here we are in the midst of a whole bunch of rain, or somebody does have a tree fall on their house or a fire, any of the things that we've talked about, what is the best way to reach you guys?
Calling my number or office number directly. My number is 608-548-7227. The office line open.
Are these on your website?
They are on our website.
Perfect. Go to the website. What is the website?
RivCityRestoration.com.
So if you Google that, it's going to come up. Because like I'm saying, again, we're in the middle of a bunch of thunderstorms. So if something happens, just put it in your brain right now. Google River City Restoration. It will come up. And then you can give them a call.
And if you can't remember that, just simply call the Chamber of Commerce. As a new member, we've got all that information
Bob,
ready to go.
Bob, did you want the 2 a.m. phone call yes, if somebody's kidding?
We will take that call. Yes, we will.
Well, thanks to Carlin for joining us. And again, the ribbon cutting is
Thursday,
4:30 at River City Restoration, the old Quick Trip on Marquette Road.
Perfect.
So again, thank you guys for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Lori.